In its quest to provide an open forum for discussion of controversial issues, this station allows hosts and their guests to express themselves without any significant censorship. You're advised that any views expressed by the hosts or their guests are not necessarily the views of Tugy Entertainment or its partners.
Welcome to What's Ideal for You with your host, Janice Christopher, here on the Rockstar Radio Network. What is really ideal for you? Come be inspired to discover what's ideal for you, to figure out who you are and what you love. And it all starts with Janice living that life, being open, curious, authentic, and living her life on a quest to discover everything that could possibly make life ideal. Then inspiring you to figure out what's really ideal for you, how to get closer to having more fun, and having more passion about how you're spending your days. This is What's Ideal for You on the Rockstar Radio Network. And now, here's your host, Janice Christopher.
Welcome to What's Ideal for You. We are live tonight from New Haven, Connecticut, being hosted on Rockstar Radio Network in Studio 2. And our producer tonight is Wayne McDaniel. So welcome, everyone. We have a really fun show coming up. This is one of my favorite topics. We're going to be talking with Christine Bovey about feng shui. And I don't know if you've ever experienced it in your life, but I have, and I think it's fabulous. So I asked Christine to join me tonight because I know that she's going to be giving you some really powerful tips that you can start to use right away to change the energy in your home, in your office, and pretty much everywhere in your life. So, feng shui really is the ancient Chinese art of placement, and it's about understanding how our environment influences our lives. So, environment influences mood, energy, purpose, and even passion, which is one of my favorite subjects. The spaces we choose to live in and how we arrange them also reveal patterns about ourselves. So feng shui uses environment to heighten our awareness, which empowers us to look at our lives from a new perspective. And Christine Bovey is a certified expert in the practice of feng shui. And Christine can help you discover how the ancient art of feng shui can help you support and clarify your life experience. So welcome, Christine, to What's Ideal for You Radio.
Thank you, Janice. I'm so excited to be here tonight.
It's awesome. And did you notice we have a beautiful full moon lighting our way?
Perfect. The energy is perfect tonight.
I know. So thanks again for being with me. For people who are listening, if you want to get in touch with Christine or look at her website while we're talking, she is at christinebovey.com, Christine, C-H-R-I-S-T-I-N-E-B-O-V-E.com. She has a gorgeous website. If you're looking for her on Facebook, she has her personal page and her fan page, and you'll want to look for the Christine Bovey from Stamford, Connecticut. So, Christine, start us off by telling us how you discovered feng shui and why you chose it as a career.
Well, Janice, it was not an easy journey. I have to say that when I was in high school, I had a passion for interior design and fashion, but I did not end up pursuing that in college. And I took a different path. And when I graduated, I was a speech teacher, and I was teaching for a year, and I was just very unhappy, very confused. I thought life was going to be great after college. And I just thought, okay, what's going on here? So I ventured into New York City, and I thought this would be the prime time working in New York City, that big corporate job. And for 6 years, I was very unhappy in the corporate world, and I was confused. Constantly looking, searching, going to seminars, reading books, trying new interviews, career coaches, and I had no clue why I could not find my ideal job. And then after I just surrendered and I just gave up, mm-hmm. I had a little book on my shelf called Feng Shui, and I said, I wonder if this could be a career. And I started researching, and I had a friend who was very spiritual and said, you know, I'm going to help you. And one night I went to the Learning Annex in New York City. I took a feng shui class. I fell in love with it. I came home and I was going through the flyers, and there was a school in Edgewater, New Jersey. And ironically, my friend had left me a message about the school. And I called up, and with 2 weeks, I started the program. And I'll never forget my first class, sitting in there, finally feeling for the first time in my life that I was in my glory, just learning about this. And the journey not only was teaching me about feng shui, but it transformed my life. And it has been the most exciting journey forever.
You know what I love about this? Is that it's everything to do about living your passions, which is really what this show is about.
Yes.
And I love how you, I don't know if you recognized it at the time, but I'm sure looking back, you can see how you sort of, you know, remained open to the possibilities of what you could do that felt better in your heart. So it's totally cool that you went to the class and, you know, even the story about seeing the book and, you know, wondering if you could make a career out of it. So I totally love that. I love when I hear somebody doing what they totally are passionate about and making a living at it. It's fabulous. So that's really cool. So can you talk more about, I know feng shui is the ancient art of placement, that may or may not mean anything to someone listening. So can you elaborate a little bit more on what feng shui actually is and why it matters in our homes?
Sure. I know it's really hard for sometimes people to get the concept. They may say, oh, I've heard about that when you switch your furniture around. But it really is more. What happens is we choose the place to live in, and then we are the ones who decorate it. You know, we bring in our, you know, our furniture, we paint the walls, whatever we choose. So it really is an expression of our style, our personality. And with feng shui, we have these tools that look at your house or your apartment or even your office. And we have what we call this eight-sided bagua, which literally... Oh,
that confuses me. That confuses me a lot.
This little tool, it's almost like a little map. And this little thing we call a bagua is what we literally lay over someone's home and imaginarily section off maybe what your relationship area is or what your wealth area is, what your career area is, your health. And what I do as a feng shui expert is when I come to your home, I'm asking you questions about what's going on in your life. Are you having career issues? Are you having relationship issues? And then we're walking around your space and you're showing me the rooms and I'm looking at it and we're trying to understand, is this room really in alignment with who you are? Does it really reflect who you are? Is it in balance? Is there too much clutter going on? And we start to understand maybe that certain things are no longer in alignment with you, but you don't know how to get rid of them or redesign it because you have some emotional attachment to it.
Right.
And what I do is I guide you to look at those different aspects on a deeper level, but then the physical action is rearranging the room to be in alignment with who you are. Does that make sense?
Yeah, so it's kind of like setting the bagua aside for 1 minute.
Mm-hmm.
I know when you came to my house and you feng shui'd my house, there might be a better way of saying that, but we went through each item in each room. And I had never really done that I hadn't done it in a long time, let's put it that way. And you said to me, well, do you really like this table? And do you really like this lamp? And do you really like this bookcase? And it really made me stop and think, why do I have this stuff? Like some of it I inherited from my grandmother or my parents, and I really didn't like it. I was just storing it there. And it really didn't speak to who I am and what felt really good for me in the room. So, you know, you mentioned interior decorating, which, I mean, feng shui isn't really interior decorating, but you really are decorating according to the energy, according to the bagua, and according to the person. So the self-inquiry that a person does when having a feng shui consultation is amazing. So talk to us a little bit before the break. Let's talk about the bagua and the map and the various areas of the house and the directions that they face. This is always, you know, a sort of a thing that confuses me because I try to imagine the map on my house and then which direction the house is pointing and it seems confusing. So can you clear that up for us?
Sure, absolutely. I like to keep it simple. So I always tell people, don't get involved with the directions unless you have somebody that's trained with a compass, because that's going to be too confusing, and it doesn't have to be. all you need to do is simply use the spagua according to your front door. And you're simply laying it down over your first floor, and you're simply just getting a general idea of where your relationship area is, where your fame and recognition is, where your wealth area is, where your career is. And there's actually 9 different spaces. But what I tell people to remind them is, it's don't get caught up in just that little space, because it's just part of the puzzle. But if you can get a sense and you're struggling and you kind of do know that maybe this is my relationship area and it's full of clutter and you're looking for love, then you got to get a sense that that might be the area that you need to start working in first. But just it's simple. It's just a guideline.
Very cool. I remember when you were here, we talked about my relationship area, which was actually in the back corner of my house, which is cut out. So the shape of my house. So talk a little bit about fixing things. We have about a minute or so left.
Okay. Well, you know, like I say, there's always a solution. It's never to fear. I'm never there to put fear in my clients. I'm there to come up with different solutions and be really creative. So with your space, we were looking, and because it was outside, we simply were saying that the space was missing, but we energetically created, I think we created like a statue or a plant to put in the far corner to square off that area that was missing.
That's right. Yes, exactly.
Which is just a very simple thing. So there's so many ways to be creative, and sometimes it doesn't need to be seen. It could be hidden. And it's still, it's the intention and the energy behind it that is the most powerful key to many of the shifts that you make.
So it can be hidden. That's interesting. Say a little bit more about that.
Well, necessarily, sometimes you can put things behind a picture. You know, if we needed to add... maybe we had to put some fire energy there, and the room couldn't use red, so we put red colored paper behind a picture. So it's hidden. Okay. It's not seen.
Awesome. So this has been great. As we go into the break, let's get our thoughts collected for the next segment, and we will be back in a moment.
This is What's Ideal for You. In 2012, the new earth, the new paradigms for success and happiness are all about collaboration and passion. And we'll find out more about those right after these with What's Ideal for You on the Rockstar Radio Network. Be listening for Healthline Radio with Dr. Alan H. Pressman, Mondays at 11 a.m. Eastern on the Rockstar Radio Network. Dr. Pressman is an author, certified nutritionist, educator, and researcher, and he'll be discussing health and wellness in a direct and dynamic style that encourages you not only to listen, but to take action to improve your well-being. His goal is to give you cutting-edge nutritional views. His focus is on cardiovascular health, neurological support, aging and digestive issues. Men's and women's health concerns are also covered, plus information you need to help manage your personal health and to start living a vibrant, abundant life. Healthline Radio has been on the air since 1974 with a huge listenership. It's time you tuned in too. This show could save your life. For more on the show, check out the doctor's website, drpressman.com. Then join us for Healthline Radio with Dr. Alan Pressman, Mondays at 11 a.m. Eastern on the Rockstar Radio Network. Get ready for resources, tools, and support to help you build a successful business and live an awesome life. It's the Women's Business Success Show with your host, founder of the Association of Women Entrepreneurs, Tara McHugh. Thursdays at 11 a.m. Central here on the Rockstar Radio Network. Each show will feature a special guest interview. Tara will bring you highly successful entrepreneurs sharing their stories of success. You'll hear about the challenges they faced along their journey together with the advice they have to help you achieve more. You'll also hear from various personal and business development experts sharing tips, solutions, and strategies that you can easily implement into your business and life for amazing results. For more on Tara and her show, check out our website, aofwe.com. Then join us for the Women's Business Success Show with your host, the founder of the Association of Women Entrepreneurs, Tara McHugh, Thursdays at 11 a.m. Central here on the Rockstar Radio Network. Welcome back to What's Ideal for You. Studies have shown that 80% of Americans, and probably everyone else too, dislike their work. 80%. The mission here is to turn that passion statistic around, to show you how it is possible, to show you how it is possible to live your passions and make a living, or live your passions so that you'll be able to mush through your job until you can change it and watch life's magic begin to happen. Now, let's get back to the show. It's What's Ideal for You on the Rockstar Radio Network. And here again is your host, Janice Christopher.
Hey, welcome back. I just had someone write in with a question. Before I give you the question, Christine, which is kind of cute, I want to remind our listeners that we would love to hear from you. And if you want to call in, here's the number, 866-404-6519. Ask for Wayne. He's producing the show, and he'll put you through to Christine and I. So we'd really love to hear from you, even if it's just to say hi. So, Christine, are you ready for the first question?
Yes, I am.
So this is a college student looking for recommendations for a college apartment. How do you create a good and happy study space and a space to have fun in? So this is like a bunch of college students living together, each with their own room but in a shared apartment.
Oh, Janice, yes. Those are very can be challenging sometimes because you have so many personalities.
Yeah.
The key with, you know, creating your space, and I know from my own experience when I went to college, I thought I took my whole world with me because I was so afraid I would need everything. And I think the one key to remember is you don't need half the stuff that you're bringing.
Okay.
Which is probably going to make a lot of parents happy because they have to transport it back and forth.
I don't know. I'm thinking unhappy because I like when my daughter takes her stuff away.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Then you have an empty house. But surrounding yourself by things that you really love and inspire you. So if you are into, say, your major is music, it's important that your room is set up with things that are inspirational to you. So you maybe have your favorite singer or your favorite artist or somebody that is going to inspire you to create a book or the career that you're looking for. But you want these pictures surrounded by you because when you're studying at night and when you're losing motivation and everything, you can look up and you can see these pictures that inspire you to remember that success doesn't come easily. We all have to work from it and everybody has a story. So you want to be sure that the items that are on your desk are not negative energies, but motivational, positive energies.
And
I just want to keep one thing is that you don't want to have stuff under your bed if you can prevent that. Because the energy that we're sleeping on can affect us. So if you do have to have things under your bed, definitely just keep your clothes, like your winter clothes or out of season clothes under your bed.
But the ideal situation would be to have nothing under your bed.
Ideally, but I also know that, you know, you're cramped for space, so it's not where you put your CDs, it's not where you put your, you know, laptop and stuff. You know, choose to put your clothes under your bed because they don't really have any energy that would disrupt you.
Oh, I see. Perfect. And I guess, would it be true if, let's say your major was accounting, right? You're probably not going to put up pictures of famous accountants, but would it make sense that you would surround yourself with things that you're passionate about? So let's say you have hobbies or things that you love. So instead of having it school related, would it make sense to just simply have it passion related?
Absolutely. And be creative. So if it's accounting and you love money, then, you know, take, you know, 9 $1 bills and create them in a frame, or blow them up differently, or, you know, put a bunch of coins or, you know, be creative with it. Right. Express yourself in any way that you want that makes you feel good.
Okay, awesome. So thanks for the question. And Christine, thank you for giving such a complete answer. I think you've just inspired a bunch of college students to maybe rearrange some things on their desks. Let's get right into clutter, though, because I know that I've struggled with clutter, and sometimes I continue to struggle with clutter. It can be a real downer and a real energy drag in a home or in an office. So talk to the audience about how clutter affects our health, our wealth, and all other areas of our lives.
Yes, and this is probably my top number one question all the time. And my first thing is to forgive yourself for clutter. It's not something that we should be hard on ourselves, because we all have it, and we live in a world where we're inundated every day to buy things that we think we should have and we don't necessarily need. So what happens is, with everybody, the clutter is different. For some people, it could be emotional, holding on to things. For other people, it can be a fear to protect ourselves from things. But it varies for everybody. And we have to keep one thing in mind. I hear it all the time. I hear, like, either the wife or the husband, one person's very neat and the other person is very a clutterbug. And you can't go in and just rip things out of someone's home, because there's an attachment to it. And that could be very detrimental to them, very upsetting to them. So we have to ease into letting go of our clutter. And in feng shui, let me tell you the top three tips. Your basement represents your past. Your attic represents your future. And your closets represent your subconscious mind.
Okay.
So we want to keep in mind that if we're making changes and we want the future to look good, then we definitely want to be in the attic and cleaning it out. We want to keep in mind that doesn't mean that you have to have an empty attic. And if you don't have an attic, that's perfectly fine. If you don't have a basement, that's perfectly fine.
Okay.
But what you want in these types of spaces is that they're neat and organized with things that serve you a purpose. And maybe it's your holiday stuff, or it's just stuff that you don't need at this time. But if it's neat and organized and labeled, and I always encourage people to put dates on things, because then you will know. If you haven't been in that box for over 3 years, you don't need it anymore.
Yeah, that's true. I remember when you were here and we talked about the attic and the basement, I was really inspired to make sure my future was tidy and pleasing to me. And you can ask my family, I was up there and we threw away so much stuff that just I was never using. You know, it was holiday stuff that I didn't really like anymore. And now I have it all divided by sections, and it's in bins, and it's kind of cool to go up there because I have it arranged in a way that's kind of fun. So definitely encourage people to clean up attics and basements. So let's see. So how can people get started on clutter? It's just sometimes seems so overwhelming.
Well, I always tell them the simple, famous feng shui rule. 9 is a very auspicious number, which means good luck. And we say for 9 days, discard 3 items. So each day you set from, like, say, now to, you know, the next 9 days, you pick a room that is bothering you the most, whether it's the closet, whether it's the front door, it's the kitchen, and you just discard 3 items for 9 days. And sometimes I encourage people just get a timer. And I always say do it in little small chunks, because it inspires you, and then the next day you want to do more, and the next day you want to do more, and you can continue to repeat this over and over and over until you've decluttered the space.
Right. That is so manageable, and I remember now that I actually did that. And it's simple, and you know what happens? I don't know if this happens to everyone, but what happened to me was I did more than 3 items. You know, because you're like, well, let me just take the black trash bag, and I'll take 3 items. And you go, well, this could go too, and that could go too. So sometimes I did it for 3 minutes, which was way more than 3 items, but it was perfect because it was small, tiny little bites. Also, the basement is a big, big thing, correct? Because people probably accumulate a lot of stuff there.
Yeah.
And the basement is your past. And so what difference does it make if your past is cluttered up?
Well, that's going to hold you back. You know, when we're trying to move forward, you know, if we take the example of a relationship and, you know, we're trying to move forward and our basement is cluttered, you know, it's a sign that, you know, we're holding on to things that no longer serve us. Maybe, you know, old relationships, old things that happened in that. relationships. So we want to let it go, but, you know, I encourage people to understand one key. When you hold on to things, you are really blocking new opportunities from coming into your life. But the items that you're holding on to, somebody could be utilizing them, and they could be serving somebody else a purpose. And, you know, we've been through a lot of economic changes and right now, and there are people who are in need of things. And you're holding on to something that really could be serving somebody else a purpose. And once you let it go, you can open up a door, a new door, a new path for yourself. So if you get those little tips in your head, that will help you let go of things much more easily.
That's awesome. I really love thinking about it as sort of releasing that item to someone who really could use it. It probably helps alleviate some of the guilt of getting rid of things that you think are quote unquote valuable. And I remember one time hearing, I forget who it was, there was an author who said that when you held on to clutter, you were just making a mess of your life. You know, not only were you cluttering up your home, but you were cluttering up your mind, and you probably would tend to gain weight. And there's just so many reasons why clutter is just not good for us. So this is awesome. Have you seen any people really make awesome progress and change their lives by cleaning up the clutter? Like, can you think of an example of somebody who really did it and saw a big change?
Absolutely. You know, I've seen all types of clutter, but I have to say that there was a time when I walked into a client's house and I couldn't really walk around because that's how much clutter was on the floor. It was in everywhere, just spilling out of every room. And even before the consultation, she was working on it. And she told me that it was a big improvement from what I had when I had gotten there, which I was surprised about.
Yeah.
Because it was a lot. But she worked so hard to continue to do it. And she's still working on it. And she says to me every day, "You have changed my life because I just keep getting rid of things and I get excited about it." And she's like, "You know, I stop sometimes, but all I keep thinking is all the tips you give me." Well, she landed a new job. She found her old love. I mean, all this and all she was doing was just cleaning up her clutter.
That's beautiful. That's really great. So for those listening, if you want to contact Christine after the show, you can find her at Christine. I encourage you to take advantage of free consultation with Christine. We'll be back after the break.
This is What's Ideal for You. In 2012, the new earth, the new paradigms for success and happiness are all about collaboration and passion. And we'll find out more about those right after these with What's Ideal for You on the Rockstar Radio Network. LinkedIn. It's a great tool, and Carol McManus is the LinkedIn lady. With the LinkedIn Lady Show, Wednesday afternoons at 5, 4 Central on TogiNet.com. The LinkedIn Lady Show is here to show you and your business how every social media site has a specific demographic, personality, and purpose that can benefit you. The LinkedIn Lady will have interviews each week with a variety of guests, such as business owners who will showcase their businesses and talk about how they're using social media to stay in touch with not only customers, but to attract new relationships that become customers. Other guests will be experts in social media who will speak to the use of Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Google, Plaxo, Squidoo, and of course, LinkedIn. For more on Carol and the show, check out her website, LinkedInLady.com. Join us, won't you? Every Wednesday afternoon at 5, 4 Central, it's the LinkedIn Lady Show with host Carol McManus on TogiNet.com. Information about book publishing is power. The power to change your authoring life and the power to change the lives of your readers. So join us for Your Guide to Book Publishing, everything you want to know but didn't know what to ask, with your host, Dr. Judith Briles, Thursdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific on the Rockstar Radio Network. You'll hear about statistics, scenarios, and strategies on what to do now. As the book shepherd, Dr. Judith Briles is in, and each week, she will include publishing professionals that will reveal tips and secrets to the author's journey. If there is a book in you, you want to listen, learn, and yes, call in with your questions each week. For more on Judith and what she can do for you, check out her website, thebookshepherd.com. It's your guide to book publishing. Everything you want to know but didn't know what to ask. Brought to you by AuthorU and The Book Shepherd with your host, Dr. Judith Briles. Thursday evenings at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific on the Rockstar Radio Network. Welcome back to What's Ideal for You. Studies have shown that 80% of Americans, and probably everyone else too, dislike their work. 80%. The mission here is to turn that passion statistic around, to show you how it is possible, to show you how it is possible to live your passions and make a living, or live your passions so that you'll be able to mush through your job until you can change it and watch life's magic begin to happen. Now, let's get back to the show. It's What's Ideal for You on the Rockstar Radio Network. And here again is your host, Janice Christopher.
Welcome back. We're engaging life's magic tonight by learning the ancient art of placement called Feng Shui. My guest tonight, Christine Bovey. Find her on Facebook, Christine Bovey Stamford, Connecticut, or Christine Bovey Feng Shui Expert. Before we get started, I want to remind all of us that Christine is giving to the first 10 callers, first 10 listeners, a free get to know you call. So you can have a little consultation with Christine and you can ask her how Feng Shui might benefit you. Just give her a call or write to her at Christine@ChristineBovey.com. So Christine, I think we have a caller on the line with a question. Are you ready?
Oh, great. Excellent. Yes.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi there, Christine.
Give us your first name and where you thank you.
Maddie Christopher. I'm in southern Maine.
Hi.
I'm so enjoying the bright full moon tonight.
Awesome.
I wanted to say thank you for the tips about decluttering because I'm guilty. I'm a big clutter bug.
That's okay. That's okay.
It's very overwhelming. The task of decluttering is very overwhelming to me. So pick a room that's bothering me and discard 3 items a day. Sounds easy enough to do. So I'm going to work on that. My husband always helps me, too. If he can pull things out of the room, I can easily sort through. The problem with getting rid of things, though, is what to do with them, who can use them. So tag sale, I don't know, but Goodwill, or I just posted something on Facebook that I wanted to pass along, and I had a taker already.
Great.
So that's a good outlet. I said, you pay the shipping, I'll send it to you. So that was easy enough, so other people can use that tip as well. Facebook is out there and people are looking. So
that's awesome, Maddie. Yeah.
My two questions based on what you talked about earlier. I don't have an attic to represent my future. So what corresponds or represents the attic in a different way?
You're lucky. You don't have to worry that you're blocking your future.
That's awesome.
Way cool. Except with the clutter in my rooms.
Yes. And, you know, let me give you a tip here about one of the things I do sometimes is when I'm ready to get rid of something, Facebook is excellent, but sometimes when I'm going to a friend's house, I may either text them before or call them or bring it with me. And if it's something like magazines, I bring them over and say, here, you know, do you want these magazines? Or they come over to my house and they're bringing clothes over and I'm showing them clothes I no longer want. When I worked in a corporate world, I used to create a corner that was take a book, leave a book. So everybody used to bring in books that they didn't use anymore. And then it was great because people from other departments would come down and say, hey, I need a book, you know. So always think about your friends when you're going to someone's house. Put it, and I encourage people to put things in a little spot and put an expiration date around it. So if you haven't used it in 30 days, then that means you're not going to use it and pass it along.
Oh, boy, that's a tough one. Before we get to Maddie's next question, Yeah, I mean, Christine reminded me during the break that I actually also had success in getting rid of stuff, and I used Facebook. I took pictures of things, and I said, I'm thinking about getting rid of this couch and that chair and this thing. Who wants it? And people were all over it. And whatever didn't go, we had a tag sale, which wasn't really as successful as I hoped it would be, but I did release a few items into the universe from the tag sale. But what really worked for me was a local consignment store, furniture consignment store. We brought a bunch of stuff, and they're doing the tag sale. So I would encourage you to, you know, think about, is it really worth something? Does somebody you know want it? And I love Christine's idea about, like, showing up with the item. Or find a really good consignment retailer in your area that you like, that you trust, and just bring your stuff to them. So that's really great. Maddie, do you have one more question real quick?
Well, my question has to do with placement. And my bed, my bedroom has a beam that runs the length of the room, which is a full dormered room, so it has the peak like in a cape style house. And then the door is, my feet face the door, and I'm laying underneath the beam, which I believe is one of the worst positions you can have in a bedroom.
But is the beam going across your body, or is it going, like, down your body?
The length of my body.
Okay. That is not as bad as it's the other way that we were more concerned about. But
oh,
you can be really creative if you want, and I've seen people do this. I've seen them either get like a long scarf and kind of drape it over it to soften the energy of the beam.
Well, it's a structural beam. It doesn't hang. It's holding the roof up.
But is it being seen in the room, or is it?
No, I can see it, yes.
Oh, so it's like attached to the wall. It's not.
Well, it's holding the roof up, yes. So would I take the scarf and maybe pin it to the beam?
You can do that. If you want, you can even get a pretty crystal and hang that right above where you sleep.
I like that.
You know, something really pretty. Get like a crystal, not just a typical crystal, but something really pretty, and hang it with a red ribbon. Ideally, you're supposed to have the red ribbon about 9 inches long, or any dividend of 9. So just do it either 18 inches long or 27 inches long. But a pretty crystal would work perfectly.
Oh, I like that idea.
Great.
Yes, I'm attracted to crystals because I like that sparkly effect that it gives off.
Okay, Excellent. Awesome. Thank you so much for your call, Maddie.
You're welcome.
Have a great night.
Thank you, Maddie.
So, Christine, we've got about 5 minutes left before this next break. Let's talk about career. What can a person do to use feng shui to enhance their career? What would be the steps they would take?
First step would be to take a look at your front door. It is probably one of the key points of everybody's home, because this is where how we're seen and recognized, how the energy finds us.
Okay.
And it's the door basically to our heart. And lots of times it's really amazing, but a lot of people don't have their numbers up on their front door. And people usually can't find you. So if you're looking for a job, you need to make sure that those front door numbers are up, they're clean, they're clear, they can be seen from the street. If you are living in an apartment, I encourage you to make sure that your front door is clear, it's colorful. I know it's very hard, but when you're going down an hallway and all the doors look the same, if you can have a mat that looks different than everyone else's, so it's like the energy can find you.
Mm-hmm.
If it's colorful, I know maybe there's all these, you know, laws, but you can put a pretty something on your door to stand out so the energy is drawn to you. No dead flowers on the front door. That is bad feng shui.
Okay. I think dead flowers are bad feng shui anywhere, aren't they?
Yeah, absolutely anywhere, but with all these wreaths. So you want to make sure that you also take the time to use your front door. because if you're not using it, you know, that stagnates the energy. So I have a front door and a back door, but every day I do enter my front door after I pick up the mail. So once a day, I'm at least enter it. A lot of the time I do use my side door, but it's right. really important. And then it opens up easily and effortlessly, because that's how things enter our life. So if the front door is not opening easily and it's making all these noises, mm-hmm. you really need to get that fixed first. And okay. sure that it's, you know, that it's solid, there's no cracks in it, that the steps are, you know, solid and they're not broken, because it's really key that the front door is clear, opening, and functioning very well.
Okay, cool. I know that when you sort of looked at my front door area inside the house, one of the things you recommended were plants that kind of came over the pot. They're kind of like flowing plants. What was that all about? Do you recall?
Well, ideally, when we're using, we're going back to that that bagua I was talking about. The okay. career area usually falls in the center of the in the how do I say this? I'm not based on your front door. If yeah. your front door is to the far right, you're entering in your self-knowledge area. If it's in the center where yours was, that was your career area.
Okay.
And the element for that area is water. So we were talking about the best thing, because we couldn't put a fountain there and you had plants there, where that the way the plants were flowing. So if it's like an ivy plant where it's flowing down, the shape of the plant flowing down represents water.
Got it.
So that was a way to get the water energy in without not having the physical water there.
Got it. So if my office is downstairs in my basement, which it's kind of nice down here now since you've yeah. seen it, what are some things that I can do to make sure that even though I'm like working in the past section of the house, that I keep the right energy here? We've got about a little less than a minute left.
Okay. One thing I would definitely say, if your office is in the basement, it's important that you have bamboo there, because you're kind of below the ground. So you want the energy to be pulling up, okay. or even get a lamp that is going, you know, to the floor, upright. If you understand what I'm saying?
Like a standing, yeah.
Yeah. yeah. So that you're pulling the energy up, and the bamboo, because it's going straight up and it's growing up, anything wood plant, you're pulling that energy up. So that would be definitely ideal to have at your desk.
Awesome. I'm going to invest in some bamboo right away. So here we are at break. The time is absolutely flying by. I can hardly believe it. If you want to call in and ask Christine a question, it's 866-404-6519. See you in 2 minutes.
It's all about collaboration and passion. And we'll find out more about those right after these with What's Ideal for You on the Rockstar Radio Network. Thursday nights, get ready for the Read My Lips Tips for Success radio show with your host, Linnea Millett, at 11, 10 Central on TogiNet.com. What are the Read My Lips Tips for Success? Well, it's spelled out like this. R, realize it is possible. E, embrace all relationships. A, advance through adversity. D, develop your significance. M, manage your health and wealth. Y, yield to your natural abilities. L, listen to your heart. I, invest in yourself. P, persist by taking small steps. And S, serve others. Each week on the show, you'll find a safe haven whereby tips, insights, and strategies are shared by Linnea and her guests. Go to Linnea's website, readmylipstips.com. Then join us Thursday nights at 11, 10 p.m. Central for the Read My Lips Tips for Success radio show with your host, Linnea Millett, on toginet.com. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for you to be a rock star. Get ready to rock with Rock Talk and Kirk Deswald, and learn how to achieve rock star status in your industry every Tuesday afternoon at 2, 1 Central on toginet.com. Craig Deswald is the creator of the Rockstar System for Success. Craig will share easy tips and strategies on how entrepreneurs and businesses can use outside-the-box marketing strategies to stand out from the competition. Each high energy show will feature interviews with celebrity rock stars as well as business rock stars. For more on Craig, the show, and the Rockstar Marketing Boot Camps, check out the website, CraigDuswalt.com, so you can learn how to be perceived as an expert and celebrity in your field, so more people come to you to buy your services and products. Then, get ready to be a rock star with Rock Talk and Craig Duswalt, Tuesday afternoons at 2, 1 Central on TuggyNet.com. Welcome back to What's Ideal for You. Studies have shown that 80% of Americans, and probably everyone else too, dislike their work. 80%. The mission here is to turn that passion statistic around, to show you how it is possible, to show you how it is possible to live your passions and make a living, or live your passions so that you'll be able to mush through your job until you can change it and watch life's magic begin to happen. Now, let's get back to the show. It's What's Ideal for You on the Rockstar Radio Network. And here again is your host, Janice Christopher.
Welcome back. I'm here with Christine Beauvais, our feng shui expert, and we are just having a blast. The time really flies when you're loving the topic, and that's exactly what's happening to me tonight. Our next segment is going to be about relationships and finance. We're going to start with relationship because it's Christine's favorite and mine. For those of you that don't know me, I am somewhat of a relationship expert, and I love to help people attract a perfect mate. And part of what I do with my coaching clients when they're wanting to attract a mate is I talk to them a little bit about their bedroom feng shui. There are certain things that I know that should not be happening in your bedroom if you're wanting to attract a mate. So we're going to turn it over to Christine and ask her what people can do to enhance their relationships, not only existing relationships, but when they're wanting to attract a relationship. So what do you think, Christine? What are some of the basics?
Well, some of the basics, and this is really funny. I was talking with a client today about this. I probably see the number one thing in the bedroom is a treadmill. It usually is a treadmill collecting tons and tons of clothes, and people have not used it in years.
Oh, my gosh.
The bedroom has two purposes, for us to rejuvenate ourselves and for romance. So you want to make it, like one of my clients said to me, I want to make my bedroom like a retreat. When I come home, I can just feel like I'm in another world. And that's how it should be. Ideally, no TV, no computer, no electronics in there. If you really, really have to have the TV in there, I suggest having it closed up. But ideally, try not to.
Like in a cabinet if you really have to.
Yes. Yeah. Absolutely.
Go ahead.
Buy yourself good sheets. Buy yourself beautiful bedding that feels romantic, that feels sexy to you. I had a client who I just recently, you know, went to her house and she's looking for a relationship, and her room did not at all feel like it was romantic. It, you know, she had a bookcase full of books that was just very overpowering, and the bedspread was kind of, you know, very blah and very plain. And, you know, so we went back and forth and she forwarded me some pictures, and I kept encouraging her, just go a little bit more spicy because you're young, you're, you know, you want to have fun, you know. And right. She came back with a really, you know, kind of creative but sexy, fun duvet cover that was more of what she was and who she wanted to be in. And sometimes it's a little out of our comfort zone, Janice.
Right, exactly. I know that when I coach women especially, I ask them if they have space for a lover. Literally, do you have space? Is everything completely filled up? Is every bit of your closet filled up? Is every bit of the night table filled up? Is every bit of the bathroom filled up? Or do you have room for your lover to stay with you? And it's amazing what a difference that can even make. Just creating literally the space and decluttering that other person that you haven't met yet, their side of the bedroom. We have two questions. The first one is, why no electronics in the bedroom?
Well, the electronics, first of all, the electric magnetic field from the electronics disrupt our sleep patterns and energy. And especially since we live in a world that very computer, you know, we're on the computers all day long, we need our bodies to rest. So especially if you have an illness or a challenge going on, if you can't sleep, you don't want that energy around you because it's going to impact your sleep habits.
Okay, got it. The second question is from our group of college students that are on our chat room. They want to know how to feng shui if they want a relationship to come into their lives. They're young adults. They're either living in college or at home with family. So what can they do?
Well, what you can do is first clear anything from an ex. Absolutely the first thing you should do. So, you know, old pictures, old, you know, gifts, something, pass it along to other people. And like we said, you're creating space. So you should have two end tables on each side of your bed. So if your bed is up against the wall, that's not allowing a partner into your life. So you want it kind of more centered. And if you have a very small room, at least give yourself at least walking room so that person can, you know, would actually get into bed.
Okay.
You want to have pictures. You know what people don't have? They don't have of what a relationship is to them. So if you're somebody that is, say, for example, you're into, you know, hiking and or some kind of activity or sport, then you want to have things that represent relationships that look like that. Pictures of couples, which is very hard to find pictures that are, what's the word I'm looking for, that are very inspiring about love. Sometimes you see pictures where it's the girl's back to a guy, or the couple both have their backs to you. So you want to look at the artwork that you're bringing in, or the statues or the figurines that represent love to you. Even if you did something cute like a little stuffed animal like a buffalo and maybe a dog, because, I don't know, that's the energies that you think are cute together. That's cute, but you don't want a lot of that stuff. You don't want a lot of pillows. You don't want a lot of stuffed animals. But you want to have stuff that represents love to you.
Awesome. That's very cool. So I love this topic. I just want to remind our listeners that Christine is offering to the first 10 listeners who write to her at Christine@ChristineBeauvais.com a free consultation, a get-to-know-you call. This offer is good until Valentine's Day, February 14th. And you can have a chat with Christine and ask her how feng shui could benefit you. So I would invite you to contact her. You could also contact her through Facebook, Christine Beauvais, or Christine Beauvais Feng Shui Practitioner on Facebook. So we have just a few minutes left. 5 minutes, actually, Wayne is letting me know. And let's talk about money. As a former certified financial planner, you know, money is one of those things that I know people love to talk about. And talk to us about how feng shui can help enhance someone's finances and maybe just a couple of quick things that people can do right away.
Absolutely. First, your plumbing, anything in water in your house from your sink to the plumbing to the pipes, all represents water. So, I mean, sorry, water energy represents money.
Okay.
So whenever you have a leak, water problems, make sure that you fix them immediately, because that is money going out the door. If you have your stairs aligned with your front door, so if you open the front door and there's a set of stairs coming down at you, that is energy going out the front door. That is money going out the front door. So a simple tip is just to buy a round mat at the front door and put it there, and that will pull the energy and stop it from going out the front door.
Okay.
Now with tax season coming up, most important thing is go through your financial papers, clean them up, have them organized. Buy yourself beautiful, colorful folders that you put your financial papers in, so that when you go to get all your financial papers or do your money or do even your checkbook, put it in a beautiful box. Create a money box. So that when you feel like you're doing your finances, you have an energy there with even some affirmations, when you open up the box, that makes you feel abundant. So if you're stressed about money, you're shifting the energy around it. It's almost like creating your own treasure chest where you keep all your financial papers in it, but you're shifting the energy because you're creating it in a beautiful box or beautiful folders that kind of get you excited so it doesn't feel so hard when you're trying to take care of your bills.
I love that. One of the tips that I read was to keep your bills in a small container so that you're always keeping them tidy. Like, don't have a huge container to keep your bills in because it'll just encourage you to accumulate paperwork everywhere. Would you agree with that?
Yes, I do.
And I love the money box. That's a fabulous idea.
I have one, and it's a pretty file folder box. And mm-hmm. I have an affirmation, so when I open up my money box, I have the affirmation right there to quickly change my mindset so that I'm starting to look at my bills in a positive mindset as opposed to, oh, I got to do my bills.
Right, exactly. I don't know if I learned this from you or where I learned it, but I have fun sometimes when I'm speaking about law of attraction, about wallet feng shui, where I encourage people to set up their wallet. Did I learn that from you?
I think I did talk about that in a previous teleclass.
Yeah. It is. Talk about that a little bit, because that's something that we all, that's our money box every day, isn't it?
Absolutely. So I encourage people, red is a very auspicious good luck color. So I have a red wallet. If red resonates with you, that's great. But I think your wallet should be something that when you purchase it, it makes you feel rich. It makes you feel abundant. But it, everything that's in there, it's neat, it's organized, it's not stuffed with, you know, receipts. You're not, it's not falling apart, because that represents your energy around money. You want to be able to get the money easily and take it out. And we should always, which is hard these days, is always have some cash in your wallet. So when you open it up, you feel abundant. It doesn't feel empty.
Such
and
a
put
good
an
idea.
Affirmation in there.
Such a good idea. We have just a few seconds left. I know that you've recently added fashion feng shui to your services. Can you just real quick explain what that is? We've got about 30 seconds left.
Absolutely. Fashion feng shui is just taking identifying your essence, if you're water, earth, fire, or metal, and learning how to dress it in your clothes so that your clothes are in alignment with who you are. And the textures, the fabrics, the styles are all honoring who you are. So now we set the foundation of your home. Now we're going to look at your image so that the two together can empower you to follow and achieve your goals.
Awesome, Christine. Thank you so much. We're at the top of the hour. Thanks for joining me today. ChristineBeauvais.com. Or find her on Facebook. See you next week.
Thank you, Janice.
Make the magic happen. Bye, Christine.
Thank you for being a part of What's Ideal for You with your host, Janice Christopher, here on the Rockstar Radio Network. Join us again next Tuesday evening as Janice will share more information about changing your life, getting closer to having more fun.